Welcome back to After the Mishnah, Avis Perek Dalet, Mishnah Ches. Kol HaMakayim Es HaTorah Me'oini Soifo L'Kaimah Me'osher. Kol HaMavatel Es HaTorah Me'osher Soifo L'Kvatlo Me'oini. Simply explaining this Mishnah, somebody who fulfills the Torah despite being poor will ultimately be able to fulfill the Torah in wealth. And the Rav and the Rabbeinu Yonah both explain that one who suffers from poverty but still takes time from his work to learn Torah, to do mitzvahs, will eventually find himself with a better financial situation, and he'll have time and real peace of mind to be able to fully concentrate on Torah learning. And someone who is mekayim or not mekayim is mevatel la Torah me'osher. The opposite is true. This person who, even when he has the wealth and the time to learn and spend time doing mitzvahs, and he doesn't do that, he'll lose that peace of mind which he has now. However, it's worth sharing two other explanations of this Mishnah. One is from the Kutzker. The Kutzker says, "Kol hamakayim es haTorah me'oini." There are people who, even when it's hard for them, and they're learning and it's not going, and they don't feel that mesikus haTorah, when they say the bracha of Aharavna Hashem Alekeinu Stivrei Sarascha Befino, they're asking Hashem to make the Torah sweet, they don't necessarily feel it. There are people who, unfortunately, very rarely feel it. There are people who feel a little bit more, but not enough. They should know, person who fulfills Torah, learns Torah, because of the Tzivoy Hashem of V'higisa Bo Yoyma V'layla, Soifoy L'kayma Me'osher, he has the haftacha of this Tana that he'll eventually find the sweetness of learning. Now, there's a well-known story that was told to Rav Aaron Cutler by Rav Huttner, and when Rav Aaron Cutler heard the story using a new pshat in this Mishnah, he broke down crying. What was the story? There was a person who had a daughter who was of age, and he was looking to find her a great boy. He found a bachur who was a bal midas. He had tremendous midas. He spent time learning with great hasmada, more hasmada than other boys his age. However, he did not have a great level, a high level of intellect. He was a weak Baal Kishrin, and even though he spent days and nights learning, he wasn't zeiche to understand the learning completely like the other boys in the yeshiva. The father of this girl did not know what to do. Should he take this boy as a son-in-law for his daughter? He went to ask advice from Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin, who told him that Chazal already taught us in a Mishnah called Makayim Es HaTorah Me'oini Soifo L'Kayim Me'osher. And according to one of the Pirushim in the Mishnah, it's talking about someone who is an Ani B'das. He is someone who is weak intellectually. The person spends time learning Torah, Makayim Torah, he will be Zeiche that from Shamayim, he will have Shari Chachmo Bina opened up for him. And eventually he'll learn Mitoich Ashirus B'das. Therefore, I recommend taking this boy as a son-in-law for your daughter. When Rav Huttner told this story to Rav Aaron Cutler, he started crying. And Rav Huttner asked him, why are you crying? This is Rav Aaron, who was a tremendous Eloy, a tremendous Masmid, whose level of Kishrin intellect was world-renowned. And Rav Aaron told him, I was someone who is a Baal Kishrin, a tremendous Baal Kishrin. I'm naturally smart. I was never zeichet to the Siyata D'Shmaya, the tremendous Siyata D'Shmaya that comes and accompanies those with weaker Kishrin, and that's why I'm in pain. Because if I wouldn't have had this tremendous amount of Kishrin, I certainly would have been zeich to be a greater Gadol Batayra, and I would have been able to reach greater heights with special Siyata D'Shmaya. We should all merit the Kiyum of Torah Me'oini with Soifei L'Kaima Be'Oisha.